What I'm going to present this morning is a short and simple report on a small project that we did with Cotton Incorporated. We all know many fiber properties change when the moisture change, and to maintain a conditioned lab is costly and is very challenging. So there has been an interest to test the cotton fiber in a non-conditioned lab, but measure the moisture content, then correct the result by the moisture measurement. It has been several years. Zyberg Uster's HVI has a sensor. It's installed on the core. It measures the moisture in the beard. So you can measure the moisture, and theoretically, you can normalize or correct the test result by equation, built-in equation. Both Cotton Incorporated and Cotton and SRC have the HVI equipped with the moisture sensor. So we say, how about we compare notes to see how the results compare to each other? So this is really not a full-blown research on this matter, or it's not a effort to evaluate the instrument. Cotton Incorporated selected 9 samples tested on their HVI. Then they subsampled 9 samples, one side put in machine bag, sealed, and the other 9 samples were in the vacuum sealed bags. You know, if you run a testing lab, you know, your samples accumulate rapidly, then you compete for storage, and it's also costly. So Cotton Incorporated has a way to using vacuum bag to suck the air out and reduce the volume of the sample. It's easier for storage. So they have 2 methods. So after that, they shipped the sample to SRC through FedEx. After we receiving the sample, we said, what can we do with this set of tests? So the number one, we want to compare the HVI moisture value measured in Cotton Incorporated and SRC. And we want to compare the HVI moisture values with that from the oven method. We want to compare the moisture value of the samples sealed in jars and with that in the vacuum bags to see if the sample preparation method would have an influence. We want to compare the moisture values of sample immediately out of the jar and after 48 hours of condition, just in case you have moisture loss during like shipping and sample preparation. Finally, we want to compare results from the left column and the right column in HVI. They have 2 columns. The procedure is, after we receive the sample, we keep the sample in the bag or sealed in the jar in the conditioned lab for a long time, so the temperature will be the same, but the moisture won't change. Then we opened the jar one by one, and immediately, quickly took 3 samples and put them in a weighing bottle with the lid on for moisture testing. And immediately we test the sample in the on the HVI. Basically it's within a minute or something, so the moisture won't change after you open the jar. Then the samples from the vacuum bag and from the jars were opened and conditioned for 48 hours and test again on HVI. Then 5 samples were taken again using the same method for moisture testing. On the HVI is the test on the module test mode, and the 20 beers were tested, 10 from the left and 10 from the red cone. For moisture testing, the procedure is you have a weighed bottle then you put the cotton in, you get the lid on and weigh it. The sample was dried in a static oven overnight at 105 degree with lid open. And after you remove the oven door is open, you immediately put all the lids on and put them in a desiccator to let them the samples cool for 60 to 90 minutes, then weigh the sample. Here is the result. The pink line is the HVI result immediately after the jar is open. We did not test the vacuum bag immediately after it's opened because we think some moisture already lost during the vacuum process. And this yellow line is the jar opened and after 48 hours of conditioning. We can see definitely there is some moisture loss during the shipment, even though it's sealed. And this green line is the test from the vacuum bag after 48 hours of conditioning. So from this set of tests, we can see the HVI tracked all the samples very well, and even the small difference, they all detected the small difference. And this small difference is verified by oven method I'm going to show you later. This is the last line is the red line is the test result from cotton incorporated HVI. And we can see this still track in all case. The machine tracked the moisture in the sample very well. The R-square between the HVI at the SRC and the cotton incorporated is 0.96. However, we do see a level difference between the two HVIs. And also from this side of the data, we can see from the lowest moisture content and to the highest moisture content, we can see after equilibrium, equilibrium it's almost 1%. So if you test the if you're trying to normalize the test results by the sample moisture, it's not going to be the same as you do experiments under standard condition. Because under standard condition, the cotton moisture, different samples don't have the same moisture. And here is a comparison of the with the oven method. Again, we can show it confirmed all we found earlier for from HVI. One is the what happened to the mouse? It's trying to escape. When the this is the oven method, the jar just opened, and after 48 hours of conditioning, you see the gain of moisture. Same thing happened with the in the bag. After 48 hours of conditioning, it gained moisture. And so it's confirmed the HVI test result. And the other thing we can observe is the small difference due to the sample preparation from the bag. Even after 48 hours, they're still not the same. So this indicates the hysteresis of the cotton fiber. The indication is if a ginning in the gin, you overdried the cotton. When it reached to AMS, no matter how, even after 48 hours, the moisture still won't be the same should the cotton had not been dried or dried before. Then we compared the result from the red comb and the left comb. We see a small difference. This difference really it won't cause a major concern. However, it does have indication. If you have two combs in one machine, they are not the same. So it's likely if you have different machines, the level, you expect a different level. And at this time, the moisture on HVAC is not calibratable. So that could be a concern. We do get a bonus by doing these experiments. Usually, we just get the average of all the combs. But in this case, when I average all the moisture from red comb and all from a left comb, I also averaged other fiber properties. And by looking at these averages, I found interest. One is the beard amount, a significantly difference. And also I see a difference on many of the fiber properties for mean length, for uniformity index, short fiber content, and strength. So we know if you have two beard from one sample, they could be different because of non-uniformity of one sample. However, if you have many, many samples, even though they not need to be the same sample, no matter what kind of sample, but the average, since you always have the same sample in the left and the right, you average them together, these two should be very, very similar. And the difference why it indicates some problem. So at that time, we had a Zeiberger user technician to visit our lab, and we examined the machine. Then we found the left comb had kind of corrosion. It carried over some broken fiber to the next test. So that caused a shorter fiber length and also higher short fiber content. So this is a bonus if Zeiberger used to put a small project, program, or even just a few lines of comb to monitor the moving average for the test result, it could flag some of the problem. So the conclusion is HVAC moisture measurement detected the change in sample moisture very well. The moisture content from CI and SRC had a very high correlation coefficient. However, there is a moisture level difference between the CI and SRC HVAC instruments. All the samples from the jars and the vacuum bags gained the moisture after 48 hours of conditioning. And also shown by both HVAC and oven method. Samples in the vacuum sealed bags still had lower moisture content than that in the jars even after 48 hours of conditioning due to the moisture hysteresis. And the last is the bonus, comparing or monitoring the average from left comb and red comb can flag minor problems with the combs or clamps. Thank you very much.
We may have time for one question. Anybody have a question or have a question?
Well, I actually have two, but I'll have the level difference you saw between the refrigerator and SRC, we were talking about this the other day. Is it indeed a matter of how the humidity or the room is being measured? I mean, okay.
It's really an excellent question. As we discussed last time, really it's very difficult to see the absolute value, the difference. We know both labs using a very strict control. We are very confident with the consistency of the lab. And we use expensive certified sensor. We use the NIST traceable it's a data logger to verify that. So even though it maybe have 1% or 2% difference on the moisture, but 1% or 2% moisture in the lab won't make 0.5% of moisture difference in the sample. So it could be a contributing factor, but it won't be the sole source of the difference. I intend to see the oven moisture is more accurate than the HVA, since that is, as Joyce mentioned, you know, that's a bias or something. I take it back. It really, since there's no accuracy bias in the different method, so there may be something, the oven moisture may include some other volatiles, but the HVA may not. And also with... Yes, that's why the oven may get rid of some other substance. That's why it showed a... Oh, I'm sorry, I take it back. Okay, it's the other way around. But anyway, because the sample size is so small, I really cannot say which one is more accurate. I'm not in that position to say that, but it's an excellent question.